Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Art playing Toluga.
All right, you guys were here last time. You know it was wacky wild. Well, let me do a quick recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew returned to Bodkali just in time for Mansa's death race. As the racers took to the track in the renovated Colosseum beneath the palace, the boys noticed some familiar faces. Amongst such famed drivers as Sububa and Michael Schumacher, one mysterious driver stood out to Theo. Floating above the track with a bird's eye view, Mansa and his retinue settled into their enchanted skybox, prepared to watch the carnage. As the racer's engines flared to life, the mysterious Chris Zack took an early lead, with the Chaos crew close behind. After fending off Sububa and the other drivers, Glebnor accidentally revealed that the mystery driver was an illusion created by Mansa's wizards. As Theo navigated death-defying feats behind the wheel, Toluga and Reggie made a play for the Dreadforge dumpster machine, hoping to use Reggie's clockwork magic to return it to its senses. As many of the racers succumbed to the hazards spread across the track, Theo was able to fuel up on potassium by collecting bananas. With Glebnor's help, Formula One legend Michael Schumacher finally came to his senses and stopped his fanatical pursuit of winning the race. Deep inside the rampaging Dreadforge machine, Toluga and Reggie nearly became fuel when a spray of alchemical fire nearly took them out. However, after some potions and pep talks, Reggie was able to regularize the trash removal gear forge and finally end the race. With his plans foiled, a furious Mansa now aims to take Myra hostage in a pathetic attempt to buy time for his mysterious schemes. We join the Chaos crew now as they leap into action, hoping to finally end the Gilded Devil's golden rule. Surprising no one, but still rolling incredibly fucking high on initiative, Theo, with a 29, you are first to act. You are down on the ground here of this big racetrack, and you're looking up about 120 feet above you, floating in this crystalline cube. You can see that the skybox is in chaos. Make a quick perception check for me, Theo, before you start your turn.
15.
15. Okay, so I think with a 15, notice a couple things. All of the fire worshippers are getting up and they're all like in a panic. All the wizards have either teleported themselves away or been teleported away by conjuration magic inside of the arena. Mansa, it appears, doesn't necessarily want an audience for this. With a 15, you notice that all of the fire worshippers are being herded by skeletal soldiers to stay in place. With a 15, you look up and you can see that Lorenz is inside the skybox. You hear Lorenz go, "Yes, they're gonna kill them, like, soon! Go, my soldiers! Kill the fire worshippers!" And he's just winking down at you.
That is safe, guys.
Theo, that is your turn.
So, let me know if this is an action. If I want to hand him a potion that I have.
Free action.
Okay.
Yep.
Superior potion of healing.
Thanks, man.
You huck a premium bleeberry over your friend.
Oh, yeah. This is the good stuff. I've been saving it, so, you know, use it in good health.
It's a vintage collection.
Awesome. I want to climb up the truck, basically.
Yeah.
Get in the harpoon launcher, aim it at
the skybox?
The skybox, and I want to try and break the glass.
Awesome.
How many shots with that do I have?
I will give you your normal amount of attack. So you can take two shots with it and then a bonus action shot.
Okay. So I'm going to look over at you. Do you want to get launched on the second shot or do you want me to just wait till it breaks?
I'll go up on the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a double-barreled harpoon launcher. And you load a harpoon into the first one, and then Glebnor, what do you turn to like a cylinder?
Oh no! I'm loading the second harpoon in. He's just gonna like jelly grab onto it,
yeah, right? Riding it.
Oh, okay.
Doctor Strangelove in reverse because we're going up.
Thank you for the Kubrick reference. All right. Okay. Make your attack rolls. You can make these with sharpshooter. This is a ranged weapon.
Okay. I was going to ask if I can.
And because I keep being bullied for the strength of the glass in this fucking campaign, I will say the glass is slightly less good than the glass windows of your vehicle. 18 armor class on the glass cube.
So it's a plus 6 on those things.
Okay. With your sharpshooter and all that going? Yeah.
I don't know if I... No, it's...
Oh, for the harpoon fire. Oh, gotcha.
The harpoon by itself is 6. If I take the negative 5, it's just a plus 1, so I'd have to get a 17 or higher. Because you said it's 18,
that's a little risky,
right?
Yeah. And I'll just let you know.
Should I do it, or should I just shoot it normal?
Shoot it normal.
All right.
Don't take the minus.
Yeah, sharpshooter and like grab a master, they're awesome, but man, are they a risk sometimes.
Well, with my shots,
for you,
it's
usually not a problem. Yeah.
Nope. No, first one misses because it would only be a 9.
Okay.
So you're not on it because.
Yeah. You fire the first one and you see the harpoon. It does hit the glass and crack it a little bit.
Nat 20.
Son of a bitch! God damn it! The first. Roll the damage.
What does the harpoon flinger do again?
Shoots harpoons.
The dice.
2d8.
Okay.
So 4d8.
Roll 4d8.
16 damage.
Okay. You see, you fire this harpoon, and then the first one hits it, and you're like, you angle it just a little bit. You know, with grass, or not grass, with glass, when you know, all it takes is one fracture to weaken the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the second harpoon, you aim exactly dead center on the spot you just shot at, and there is a loud crack on the front of the skybox. But more worryingly is inside that crack, green begins to seep. Okay, those are your actions. If anything, your bonus action. I think, unfortunately, you're not going to be shattering this probably anytime soon, but you've created basically a 5-foot section of wall here that has a big enough hole for Glebnor. If you want to keep firing on it, you can probably get it big enough where the rest of you might be able to get through it. But currently, because of the enchantment on it, unless you open this crack up big enough, no teleportation magic is going to work going into it.
Bonus action, I'm going to use Executioner's Hand. It's 160 range.
Okay, sick.
This one I'll do sharpshooter.
Awesome.
23, which would be down to an 18.
Roll that damage.
20 damage.
Okay. Glebnor, you start seeping in, and the cracks on this glass...
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
They go from translucent to this bright lime green. And finally, you fill up the cracks of this glass so much, the pressure is so much, and a final harpoon dings behind you, and the glass explodes. Glass shatters into the skybox as Glebnor pours through the hole and constitutes himself. There is now a 5-foot hole in the skybox. That was crazy. Okay. All right. That was, Theo's turn. Glebnor, you're next.
Myra, Jakaat, are you okay?
Jakaat is rolling on the ground, and he is...
Rolling's not good!
He's, fighting Shumak. He's like, you bastard! Just punching him in the face over and over again. Shuma's like, get off of me, you filthy gross! And he has these, like, his little daggers he's trying to stab your friend with here. But they're, like, in a full fight to the death, these two.
Yeah, not on my watch.
You can see there is a conjuration wizard that is clearly, like, holding a spell, getting ready. Whatever he's holding it for hasn't triggered yet. And you can see Myra... Monza's holding Myra. He like has her by her wrist and he's dragging her toward the conjuration wizard.
Yeah, I'm gonna bonk the conjuration wizard.
Go for it.
Does a 15 get him?
15 just hits. They have mage armor on. 15 just hits.
9. Anything with acid? Oh no.
Nothing crazy with acid.
There are friends around though.
I am friendly with
you do Jakaat. Have allies, and but more importantly, Myra's right next to him. So Myra will be your ally in this situation. You can go ahead and roll those sneak attack dice.
14. And then I'm going to... How big is this whole
thing? Whole skybox is probably like a 30-foot cube.
Okay, I'm going to bonk his ass again.
Go for it.
26.
26 hits.
11.
11 damage.
And then I'm going to go into a rage.
Okay. This guy fails his constitution saving throw. He was holding a teleportation spell for Monza that had been broken.
Not on my watch, Hawks.
Fuck me. Okay. That is Monza's turn. Monza looks at you and he's like, I'm terribly sorry, Glebnor, but...
Are you?
I never liked you.
Good! Dork!
As a bonus action, he is going to use Betrayal of Riches.
He's gonna fucking dump gold on me?
He looks at all of the glinting trinkets and whatnot you have stolen inside your body.
Oh no, my trinkets!
He's gonna turn rings, necklaces, and other jewelry momentarily against the wearer. He can affect any visible item of jewelry and up to two creatures within 60 feet, twisting them into cruel barbs and spikes.
Do I have any jewelry? I think not.
Take a rig with your inventory and see if any of the things you have would constitute as jewelry. Just to see.
Don't you have, like, a necklace?
Cloak, dagger, right. Zong,
I thought
gauntlets. That's a glove.
Mm-hmm.
Immovable rod, swing line bracer. Literally nothing. My ball bearings.
Well, no, I thought, didn't you do some arts and craft things to
have a
necklace?
I made a number one dad mug that I gave to Toluga.
Yeah, I know that. I swear there was trash. I thought there was a necklace. I could be wrong. I thought there was a necklace.
But. Not a single bit of jewelry on me.
That's really annoying.
I'm a simple man with simple goo pleasures.
He looks at your body and he's like, you've been an adventurer for so long. How do you have nothing?
I only care for my family. I care not of your worldly goods.
Fine. I'll kill your family then. Do you know that one?
He points at Jakat, who is covered in rings and jewels, as I've made a point of so many times.
Oh no, not Jakat.
Jakat is going to have to make a wisdom saving throw.
He's wise.
Yeah, he's a cleric. Kind of. We'll see if his stat block backs that up.
Is he wise?
Now let's check what the Herald of Fire has going on here. It's a plus five.
Okay. I was about to say a plus one. Fuck out of here with that as a cleric.
He got an add one.
Can you luck point him?
Can I luck point him?
You can luck point an attack against you or one of your own rolls, but unfortunately not someone else's saving throw.
He doesn't have a luck point?
Jakat?
No.
You're telling me Daisy didn't give him?
No. She's not as generous of a god as you are, Theo, apparently.
No. Gonna have to talk with her. Yeah.
Interesting, because literally all of these things he has.
Okay. Everything he has is jewelry.
I literally describe so much jewelry.
I'm so fucked if I walk in there.
Yeah, you're covering crowns and fucking other shit.
Well, would he affect the teeming crown? It's jewelry. Not jewelry, it's just...
I have a whole thing for things worn on your head, so yeah, probably.
Okay.
This but is like mean, his whole thing. So that's magic-y, I don't know if he'd...
If it would work?
I don't know. I mean, it's up to him, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to cast this on Jakat. Jakat failed the saving throw. And he's going to use two of the effects on him. So you see two things happen at once. All of the rings on Jakat's hand tighten and almost look like they're going to twist his fingers off. They turn into like barbed pieces of metal and gold. So he takes damage from this, but the real problem here is he takes 13 piercing damage. And his melee damage is now halved until a short rest because his hands are so mangled.
Yeah.
But he looks at the that kind of like golden turban that Jakat wears on his head. He focuses on that.
That's
and
a clothing
you see
piece.
It burns and wraps around his mind. He'll now have disadvantage on intelligence checks until his next long rest. So you see Jakat lets go of Shumak on the ground and is now writhing. He's like, this is not good, friend! All his jewelry is turning against him. That was just Monta's bonus action. So you see he conjures this like golden flail in his hand, and he's going to try to start wailing on you with it.
Okay.
This is his Scourge of Avarice. He will make two attacks here.
You could try.
21 is the high one.
Okay, that'll hit.
Okay.
You should have said it was raining in the Colosseum.
8 bludgeoning, 4 for 4 half. And actually, for four funsies, because it is pouring in real life here, can you guys make a quick nature check for me?
It's a fat 3.
7.
22.
Okay. These two weren't even paying attention. But you notice that there are storm clouds brewing above the Colosseum, Toluga.
Ah, shit.
And it's strange. Because you knew on the way in here that Bakali has an entire protective force field to protect the city from inclement weather. Raining and storms inside the sphere makes you very anxious with that high roll.
Hey, Monta.
How big is this storm cloud formation so far?
So far, you just look up and you can see it's just looming above the cloud.
But like how big?
The full Colosseum.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The sky has gone dark above you.
Just reading destroyed water real quick.
Sorry, that's not a 15-foot cube, unfortunately.
Well, it's a 30-foot cube.
Mansa looks at you. What, Glebnor?
Feel the icy chill of my Zom!
I forgot you had that!
2d4 cold damage.
Go ahead, roll it for me.
For 5.
Nice.
Ah, it's Minty.
Okay. There is an evoker up in the skybox. You see Mansa is flanked by an evoker, one of these blue dragonborn mages. And you see that that evoker rushes forward and is like fighting with Lorenz.
It's like, what are you doing? There was a plan. Why are they not killing them? We only need one of the fire worshippers alive.
And you see Lorenz like, oh yeah, I know. They're gonna do it so soon. They're sharpening their bones. Look at them. They're so menacing.
It's just necromancy is hard, okay? I'm not making stupid little lightning bolts. I'm like, you know, puppeteering an entire little army down there. Give me a freaking minute. God, this is stupid.
He turns away from Lorenz, frustrated, and he
is... Lorenz stabs him in the back.
Necromancy! Hold on.
It's coming, don't you worry. So yeah, the evoker turns frustrated at Lorenz, and he looks at Glebnor and is going to fire off a ray of frost at you. He wants to slow you down. You're way too quick. A 12 is going to miss. He blasts ice you and it goes right by you. And Mance is like, careful, I'm already freezing now. Okay, Toluga, that is your turn.
I can't really do anything.
Actually, you look down and you can see Reggie is doing calculations in the sand.
He's like, what are you doing, Reggie?
Okay, I'm starting to get something out. Okay, so that thing is about 120 feet away.
Yeah?
I can vortex somebody at 90 feet. Can you get 30 feet-ish in the air and I can kind of zap you when you get up high enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You know what?
Use your strong fishy legs.
Fine. I have a plan.
You're like an athlete, right? You can do this.
Yeah, I do have. You know what? I am an athlete.
You are an athlete.
All right, I'll do the full fucking action for sure.
So yeah, on he's basically, you can, if you want, you can like hold your turn and wait for Reggie to zoink you in there. You just won't have any healing. So it's up to you. You could like,
no, I'll do
his
the
fucking
action.
9 hit points.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Yeah. So
I have 10.
So it's 32.
Big spender. 4
84, plus what? 32 plus 8, 40 hit points back.
Yeah.
If you take the full amount with an action.
So you'd have, what, 50?
It's one lightning bolt.
I got 55, buddy, so...
All right,
we're fighting a demon lord.
Don't worry, I'm coming.
When is Reggie's turn?
Reggie doesn't go for a little bit. He goes next. Well, honestly,
so
next
far
up, it's Shumak, Jakot, Reggie. But if you want to just basically hold, that's your action. If you want to hold your bonus action, I'll let you use your bonus action once you get teleported in. If you want to, like,
okay, yeah,
somebody.
I'll do that. Then.
Yeah, yeah. So you just start getting your dukes up, get ready. Give me I guess like an acrobatics check as you're getting ready, like you're powering up your legs to launch you.
26.
Fuck yeah, dude. No problem.
I start flexing. Schumach gets distracted.
He's fucking spring loading them.
Oh, you know what? Actually, make a performance check with advantage because Schumach is next.
18.
Okay. All right.
That's some tight squeezing. Some nice flexing. I'm already greased up because I was
glistening.
I was inside Dumpy.
Okay. He is going to make a wisdom check to see if he can beat your number. 14? What'd you get?
18.
Toluga looks good today. I was going to shoot some darts down at him and fuck him up, but look at those quads.
Ha! Ha!
This Jakot bores me now.
He kicks Jakot on the ground, who's still like trying to pull his rings off, and like you see, he's like ripping necklaces off of himself, trying to like get free of all the gold on him. I think you see Shumak walks over and is like, "Blee blee,
blee blee, don't come up here."
He's gonna shoot a short bow at you.
All that just for...
He takes out a little short bow, aims it at Theo, has like a really dainty posture, but gets a 23.
Yeah.
How big is the hole that he's shooting through?
5 feet.
5 foot hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So take 5 points of, 5 points of piercing damage. And as it hits you,
you get like a little woozy. I feel weird. It smells nice, but it feels weird.
I need a DC 14 con saving throw. You can make this advantage because of your belt.
25. Yep, 25.
Okay. You pass this one. Roll 2d6 for me.
10.
Okay. Just want to let you know what would happen if you... So this is sleep poison. If you fail the saving throw against that, you have to roll 2d6. That's how many rounds you're unconscious unless someone uses an action to wake you up.
When I passed.
You passed it. So I want you to just be aware. You almost were asleep for 10 rounds unless someone shook you. So just keep it in mind. Shumak has a very annoying bow. He missed his second attack on you at 12.
Go to sleep, Dibli.
He's firing arrows down the through his little glass hole here. That is Jakat, but really, Jakat is going to basically move as all of your NPCs. You have a couple NPCs up there in the box. You have Lorenz. Jakat is in a bad spot right now. You also have Myra, who has a couple little abilities. And Greg, who doesn't... He is standing there, and you can tell he's just waiting for the opportune moment to do something. What would you guys like to do?
Can Jakat heal?
Yeah.
Does he have mass cure wounds? Can he get all of us?
Not the position you guys are in right now, no. But if you guys got all together, he could.
Well, I mean, can he heal them at all? Like,
can he hold his action until Taluga flies through the hole?
Yeah.
What does he got? What kind of heals does he have?
He's got a couple little fun ones. I gave him just like a pretty fun little like kit. He's got cure wounds, healing word, mass cure wounds, mass healing word. He has a bunch of like actual fire attacks as well, if you want him to start attacking people up there.
Yeah, we're in a fucking enclosed hole. Let's load it up with fire.
He has like a fire claw move, so he won't like blow anything up too much. So it's up to you.
I mean, a mass healing word can probably help you too.
Yeah.
And himself.
All right, so yeah, if you want him to hold a mass healing word for...
Until Taluga shoots through the hole.
Awesome, perfect.
We're going to need as much health as we can get.
So I have mass healing word pulled up, ready to go. When you guys jump in... Yeah, mass healing word kind of sucks a little. Let me do mass cure wounds.
Yeah.
Mass healing word, it's just a d4 for everybody.
Oh, no, I knew there was one's good and one sucks.
Yeah, that's how this game always goes.
I wasn't sure if everyone would be in range for mass cure wounds.
Yeah, so he needs a 30-foot radius sphere, so you guys have to get up there for it. Yeah,
it should be fine.
But you'll get 3d8 plus 5 healing back. So when you get there, which is going to happen right now. So Reggie has been holding a vortex or getting ready for the vortex warp. You leap up 30 feet into the air. He catches you in the air with a vortex warp and you warp into the glass box with everyone else. You have your bonus action now. What would you like to do with the bonus action?
Where did he warp me?
You were like right in the middle of the fray. I think you're right behind Shumak. Shumak doesn't see that you've teleported behind him as he's aiming down at Theo. So you're right next to Shumak. Jakat is on the ground, and as he sees you teleport in, he's like, "My friends, please!" He's going to throw his hand up and cast Mass Cure Wounds on everybody in there. You guys are going to get back 20 hit points.
Oh, yeah.
That's big what Daddy one. Needed.
That's I what I just...
I believe I got 15
it's
on the
game time.
You feel this warm magic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the spy.
You see, Monster's like, "What? Why are you enjoying the healing so much? Do it normal. Heal. It's just a spell. Stop it, you two. Cousin, these are your champions." He's furious.
There's new royalty afoot.
Hey, you gonna...
Bitch. Now, excuse me while I punch the guy who tried to teleport you out.
Okay.
Wait, who did I already attack?
The
was that a different
conjurer?
The conjurer. Okay.
Which one
so
was...
You're not within 5 feet of the conjurer, unfortunately.
But I jumped 30. I have 45.
30. You can get to the conjurer.
And Shumak doesn't know I'm there.
That's very true. You can get to the conjurer.
I'm going to get... Is the conjurer is next to Monza?
He's right next to Monza.
So I'll just, if possible, just place myself kind of wedged between them.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I'm going to flurry on the conjurer.
Okay.
I don't like this whole one bit.
I'm enjoying
it a lot.
That's
a 21 and a 29.
Roll the damage. God, this sucks for me.
For 25. And then... I'm gonna use the drugs.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna let you save him because this guy only had 6 hit points.
Oh. So then he would have died on the first punch.
Yeah.
And so. I guess I'll send the second punch to Monza. I want a Charlie horse Monza.
Yeah, you see, as the conjurer literally his turn was up next. If you hadn't done this, he was gonna teleport Monza on this turn. So you see, he reaches up his hand, and he's going to cast some kind of scatter magic on Monza. And right as he does, you leap up and just... Where does this punch go? Okay.
I literally punch, and his heart comes out. Yeah, comes out the other side. I rip it up, and I just crush it in front of him.
Monza's like, "No! Oh, God, no!
That's you next!
Okay,
there's a new king in town!
Where did you get a crown?"
Lola.
Oh, Lola. He's so annoyed.
Guess who's the teeming king, motherfucker? I opened my spider eyes.
Ah, yuck!
Yuckaroo! Right, wait, so, were you a shadow man once?
All right, so you made your attack on the conjurer. Your second attack, you're going to have go to Monza. What was the second attack to hit?
It was
29.
Definitely hits. You can't get out of that
one. And it was 12, I think, on
12
that.
Damage.
I believe so. And I Charlie horse him. I punch him right in his quad. Yeah, you're going to feel that one.
That's the daintiest part of my leg.
I know. That's why I punched it.
It bruised like a summer fruit.
Okay. All right. That's
fucking crazy. And then before my turn ends, is Gilda getting involved?
You see, Gilda hasn't looked up for her phone yet. She has a little crystal phone. She's sitting right behind Mansa, and she's just like, is this done yet? Can we go home? Is the race over? She's just like not really fully paying attention.
Hey, pretty lady, you might want to get out of here.
Yeah, no.
Okay, fine.
Oh, yuck.
Not my fault if you poop your pants.
What? I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Thank God there's a hole in this thing.
Theo.
I say that out loud so everyone knows I have the power to make you shit.
Make an intimidation check for fun. Theo, it's your turn. Figure out what the fuck you're going to do while he...
It's a three. They just think I'm crazy.
No one knows what's going on. You've been gone a couple days and you came back with a flamethrower strapped to your hand talking about how you make everyone shit. You look nuts. Go ahead, Theo. It's your turn.
I think Theo's like watching everything happen, rips out the cross, like the short bow bolt that hit him. All right, here we go. Wings flap out.
Oh, fuck, I forgot your flight.
Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
60 feet up.
Yeah, you like your, you know, massive shadowy wings rip out of your back. You take off. Black feathers scatter on the ground as you make your way up toward this cube.
Yep. And so that's an action to do.
Yep.
And that 60 feet is my movement. I'm going to action surge. I'm going to shoot, Schumach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shooting him.
Don't do it.
I never liked you, Schumach.
19. Does 19 hit him?
19 does. Schumach looks at you, Toluga. What?
I was just honeypotting you.
This is such a betrayal.
But you liked it.
Greg, I'm back on the market.
Greg looks at him, looks at you. He's like, should I say it? Do I think?
Do it!
Greg pulls out a Jaeger on pistol. I never loved you, Schumach! And points at Schumach. It's kind of really weird up here.
What a fucking weird love triangle.
So, 23 damage on the first shot.
Dear Christ.
Does Gilda look up like, oh, my stories?
Yeah. Gilda's like, this has gotten interesting.
So I rolled a 30 to hit down to a 25.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's cool. That's cool and good for me. I love that for me.
30 damage.
Oh, Schumach's not going to make it much longer.
Schumach gets shot twice in the chest, stumbles back, looks up at Greg. Greg, this almost hurts as much as my broken heart.
It's literal broken
heart. Does a 17 hit him?
It does.
Schumach has 23 health left, just as a FYI.
18 damage on that last shot.
Okay. Schumach is incredibly bloodied. He has 3 bullet holes in him, 2 near the chest, close to his heart, and then you see he looks back whimsically as Theo shoots his ear off.
Oh! You have maimed me!
So he looks down furious. Glebnor, that is your turn.
Where is Schumach in relation to me?
Schumach's a couple paces behind you, maybe 10 feet away.
Where's the Invoker?
The Invoker is with Laurent for about 15 feet away.
Okay. I'm going to go fucking smack the Invoker in the back of the head with my hammer.
Awesome. Hell yeah. The Invoker just cast a spell at you. He goes to hit you with that frost and you zip up on him.
13 doesn't hit him. Now,
13
right?
does not. These guys have mage armor on. All the mages are going to have 15 each.
All right. What? 27 does.
I'll do it.
Bonk! So 10, and then Lorenz is an ally.
Mm-hmm.
6 more for 16.
You raged, right?
Oh, yeah, I got the 2 on there.
Oh, okay.
And then feel the light of Blee-Blee.
As we all do in our hearts.
Oh, come on. 3.
Sure. You start going toe-to-toe with this blue dragonborn. So that's 19 on him? Yeah, he's looking a little hurt. I mean, these guys are, you know, they're kind of glass cannons.
Take out the ads.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, yeah, that is Monza's turn. Monza looks like he's not loving the situation. He wasn't expecting you guys to get in here so quickly. Monza is going to, as a bonus action, he is going to use Voracious Greed. Actually, this is an action. As an action, he's going to use Voracious Greed. He takes one of his like glinting jeweled rings off his finger and just puts it in his mouth and eats it.
Careful, that might teleport you somewhere. I ate a ring once and it teleported me into a car.
What?
I know.
I love delicious gold. I got 5 hit points back.
Wait, more for me to Charlie Horse.
That was such a shitty action. I made a huge regret. I didn't realize how low the stakes were for this ability. It's so stupid. It just had such a cool name. I had to use it. And now I'm looking at it. This is all Voracious Greed does. As an action, a gilded devil can consume non-magical jewelry or coinage worth up to 1,000 gold pieces. Every 200 gold pieces consumed, it heals 5 hit points of damage. A gilded devil can use his ability against the worn items of a grappled foe. So if I can grapple one of you, I can eat your rings like a little freak.
I don't think I have any.
So he's got to go grapple Jakat and help him out of his jewelry.
You can see as Mons eats it, he's expecting more hit points back. And he's like,
costume
are
jewelry.
Are you telling me that was a fake?
he must have
I
bought it
that from a respectable dwarf.
Must have bought it from that fake magic guy.
He looks over and he's like, my darling, I think maybe we've kind of overstayed our welcome.
That was his action to eat his stupid ring.
That was a whole action.
That was a whole action. I didn't realize how shitty it was going to be. He's got bonus actions, though, so let me just check him real quick. All right, I'm going to roll to see if I get my Betrayal of Riches back. That's a D6. I got to see if I get a recharge on it. I need a 5 or a 6. Get a 3 and a not. Okay, so I have any more bonus actions? Let's see here. Doesn't look like it. Okay, just want to double check because I know I had a couple weird things in here. All right, so he signals to Gilda, and you think Monza realizes he's not getting out of here with Myra. That's become very clear. You guys are really crazed about it. He lets her go, and he is going to basically wait for Gilda to go. At the end of the round, Gilda is going to have a movement. She's basically lost a round because she's been on her phone the whole time. All right. That, unfortunately, was Monza's turn. that is the Evoker, who is squared up with Glebnor.
Put him up. Put him up.
I hate you, you disgusting ooze.
He's going to go for a chain lightning. You see his fingers crackle together, and as he puts it in this little ball of lightning, I'm going to do it.
Unlimited chain lightning!
He blasts lightning at you. All right, this one kind of bounces around a little bit.
Can I signal to Lorenz to counterspell?
Give me a persuasion check.
That's a 19.
Okay. What is the super secret signal that you and Lorenz came up with on your awkward walk over to the spa that day?
A wink.
You just wink at him?
I wink at him because I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
He's been winking at me and I've yet to wink back.
Okay, so chain lightning is a 4th level spell. Lorenz is going to use a counter spell. So Lorenz basically has to get... you can see the rain finally settles as the storm seems to be passing over the Colosseum and moving to a different part of the city. All right, so counterspell. Here we go. If a casting spell is 4th level or higher, I'm going to make an ability check using a spell casting ability. So he has to make basically a DC 14 check with Lorenz's spell casting modifier here.
And what's his spell casting modifier?
I think it's like pretty good, actually.
He's the head of the necromancy college.
Lorenz got a nat 20.
Yes!
He looks at you. He's like,
say the words.
Yes, this sneaky wink. I knew this day would come. Monza, you freaking idiot! I will be the head of my school! I will get tenure! And this evoker can shove his chain lightning up his lizard asshole! Counterspell!
What a build-up.
And the chain lightning fizzles in the evoker's hand. Monza looks at Lorenz.
Saboteur!
Toluca, that's your turn.
So, is it clear to me that Monza is going to get away?
Monza seems like him and his wife are trying to escape.
Does Gilda look like she's going to leave?
Gilda has put her phone down finally and is like, I am getting bored. I'd like to leave soon. Babe? Can we leave soon? It's just like we've been in this freaking cube all day. And that guy's...
What did we say the DC on the kazoo was?
It's your spell save. I do Pilates. My pelvic floor is tight. So I don't know if you're going to make me poop.
That's what you think. And I take... Since I have a nice quality recording of the kazoo.
Okay.
I think it was like either an 18 or a 20 recorded.
Yeah, it was like a one-to-one recording on your stupid squawk box.
I'm like, all right, Myra, cover your ears.
Okay. She puts her hands up.
It's going to get real stinky. I squeeze the rock.
Do I get advantage on this save because I know it's coming?
I'm ready to void my bowels.
I don't even know tactically what this will do, but it will be really funny. So I'm gonna
it stunned one guy for a turn.
If it doesn't finish off Schumach, there's a problem. He has 3 HP. Okay, he's going to shit himself to death.
Make a bunch of saving throws.
So it's DC 16.
Jakot gets a nat 20.
My man.
Jakot is...
A 16? Mm-hmm. Fuck. I got a 15.
What's the radius on this? Like, do I have to make
it? It's a large one.
I'm going to say it's everyone in the cube.
But it
basically.
Is in a dome, right? And the dome isn't fully shattered yet.
Where's the hole?
Is it on a
downward slope, hopefully?
I got an 8.
It is.
I'm trying to fail to make it as stinky as possible.
Okay.
So that it, like, stun locks them like the stinking cloud.
You basically want to create a stinking cloud of shit inside this cube.
Well, he wants everyone else to make the stinking cloud.
If they shit themselves, I imagine they're probably stunned for a turn.
Okay.
I'm trying to delay them from leaving.
Sure. Okay.
You shit yourself enough.
Schumach does fail. And I think with 4 hit points left and he hasn't had enough water today, the level of dehydration he's experiencing is like a child on the Oregon Trail. This is going to kill Schumach.
I never loved you, Schumach. I always loved Greg.
Greg? Teluga? Mon ami.
And Schumach, much like Padme Amidala, dies of a broken heart.
And then I look over at Gilda. Was that good? That was good drama, right?
Let me look up.
You can make that a good show. Greg, I was just acting the whole time.
See, Greg looks up. He's also shit his pants. No, I get it.
It's good, right? I sold it?
Yeah, no, he totally sold it. Thank you so much for killing that guy who I hated.
Awesome.
With a 22... you can see Gilda's like, I told you, tight.
And then she smells everything.
It does stank in here pretty bad. Okay, hold on. Monza real quick.
I mean, that was my action, not my... I still have my bonus actions.
Monza, you can see, is like, I've had an upset stomach all night. I think I had something bad at dinner. Don't look at me.
I'm looking.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking.
Look away.
I'm looking.
Look away.
Looking.
I want to see.
I had to wear my kimono today, didn't you, Monza?
Yep.
Wear your fancy kimono, the wife says. Everyone will think you look so handsome.
You never did.
Okay, pretty much everyone here has shit themselves. Only people that passed are Jakot, Gilda. You two both failed as well.
I failed with one
point. I've had nothing but chowder.
Did Lorenz fail?
And I'm green.
He's green.
That can't smell good. Did Myra pass?
Myra was given the forewarning to block her ears. Lorenz got a nat 1.
Yes, stink it up.
He's like, I don't have a box up here.
Poop! Poopomancy! I am the first poopomancer.
Okay. That went so bad.
Add it to the title.
Schumach dead. It's Jakot's turn.
No, I got my bonus action.
Oh, sure. What's your bonus action?
Flurrying Monza.
Okay. Give me a flurry of blows.
All in the bread basket. Right in the stomach.
Please, no. The face. Hit my face.
Okay. That's a 14.
14 misses. Stop it. Get away from me.
And that was a nat 1. I've also just... Whoa, that took a lot out of me.
Yeah. Everyone up here is so bad. I hate that we've ended so many arcs on just the like a shit apocalypse happening somewhere.
It's the only way I know how to stun lock someone.
You literally have a move called Stunning Strike.
But that takes a key point. I have one.
I'm furious. furious as his
Now I have none.
My cool wizard fight. Jakat is going to run over and try to help Glebnor fighting the Evoker.
Yes.
His fingers are still very, very swollen. So he would have been attacking at disadvantage from that.
But maybe spells?
He has a move called Blood Frenzy.
Oh.
He has advantage on any creature that doesn't have all its hit points. So this is going to kind of even out.
Yeah.
He was like, release Glebnor! He runs over. He jumps up. His hand like ignites in flame and he rakes his claws down the back of this Evoker.
Hell yeah. Damn, Jakat, that was metal.
If only you didn't shoot yourself. No, wait, Jakat passed.
Nat 20.
Yeah.
My bowels are as tight as my fighting skills.
As he gets ready to charge you.
Okay, the Evoker took 15 fire damage.
Yeah, burn, bitch.
Pretty hurt. Okay, that is Reggie's turn. Reggie's like, okay, now how do I get up there? He's just kind of inspecting everything.
What's the range on haste?
Ah, that's a good point. Let me check my Rolodex of spells here. Let's see here. Haste, 30 feet. That's not going to do it.
Damn it.
Okay, this is a tough one. Oh, boy.
Lightning bolt, Reggie!
Oh, I suppose...
It's time!
Let me just angle this. You see, Reggie's pointing his finger through the one hole you've made. And he's like, it's a 100-foot line. I'm going to be just short. God, this is frustrating.
Do you have firebolt?
Yeah, I guess.
What if you try to finger bang him?
I don't know if it's a good time to finger bang him. I'm just looking at Reggie's spell list, which is so funny. And like all of his things are just like a little off. They're just like a little too short. I think he's going to use his full movement to run. So he's directly below the cube. Okay, I've gotten over here. This is good. He's just
maybe Dumpy
up.
Can help you.
Dumpy, please. You see, I'm Dumpy. How can I be of assistance? Dumpy, look at all of the fecal matter pouring out of the cube. Someone has to get up there and clean it. But I unfortunately have kind of a bit of a limit on my teleportation magic. If you could huck me with the power of a trash can raptor, it would probably be good. Use the weird arm people that picks up the buckets and fling me. I believe in you, Dumpy.
I'm Dumpy!
He puts his, that like thing that like, you know, grabs the barrel and hucks it. He's like, this mechanism hasn't worked in 4 centuries! It like sparks fly and Dumpy hucks Reggie with an absurd speed directly up into the air. When Reggie gets about 60 feet in the air, he's going to cast Far Step on himself as a bonus action, allowing him to teleport 60 feet as a bonus action for a full minute. He teleports up through a weird, like, channel of electricity and, like, zaps through the little hole into the room. He's like, oh, it's gross up here!
sorry. This is the only way I knew how to stun them.
And he's like, Monza, you prick! And he fires a firebolt at Monza, because he can only use a cantrip now that he uses a bonus action leveled spell.
Isn't finger guns?
Oh, yeah. Never mind. He's going to use finger guns. Oh, no, finger guns is a bonus action.
Oh, damn, is it?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You wait till next turn, you piece of shit. he misses on a firebolt. Monza like is like hunched over, just like my tum-tum. He does not feel well.
Did that speed up the poison?
I think it might have, possibly. Top of the round, Theo, that is your turn. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, we're at the bottom here. Gilda unfortunately was waiting at the bottom of the initiative. Gilda's like, okay, I'm bored, and you pooped. So she gets up, stretches a little bit, and you see she picks up Monza like as if she's like about to carry him over the altar, and as she does so, she turns back into her full dragon form. You can see now that Gilda is just holding a little tiny Monza in her like front claw. I need everybody up top, you guys are gonna make some saving throws for me. Let me just check this thing real quick, because this is for the wings. Oh, actually, she doesn't have the wing attack, never mind. That was a different stat block I was thinking of.
Also, how big is she?
She's pretty big. And I think once you see her transforming, you realize why she had gone into her humanoid form. You see all of the glass starts cracking beneath her feet. But she takes a big claw and slashes the top of the cube here. Arcane glass crashes down onto everyone inside of the cube. Her wings unfurl and she takes off. And I think for that was her first attack, basically, was getting out. You see, she has a lot of movement, 80 feet of flying.
Does Monza leave my range?
Monza is in your range if you want to try to do your little attack you have. Here's the thing. He's not using his movement.
Yes,
so you're going to kind of use it on...
use it on Gilda, but then we'd fight the dragon.
Fuck it, we're here.
We're not done with that guy.
Go ahead and make your reaction
Can
opportunity
you come back?
Attack.
No. What if I make you come back? 26?
26 will hit, and with Sentinel, you grab her by the tail as she's flying away.
I said you ain't going nowhere!
Gil turns back. Go ahead, roll your damage for me.
It's 14.
14?
Damn.
Okay, so...
You don't betray Toluga!
You grab her tail, and she starts, like, thrashing. She used one of her three-hit multi-attack on basically as a claw to smash the ceiling. She is going to turn around and try to slash at you with her claw, Toluga.
Understandable. Have a nice day.
Yep. 25 to hit.
Yeah. But the rule is it only does one damage, right?
15 slashing damage. And then she goes to bite Jakat.
No!
Jakat takes 22 points of piercing damage. Ew. She bites into Jakat, who's been already so injured. Then you see Jakat kind of falls back a little bit. He's pretty injured. He's like, I think, friends, I might take a rest for just a moment. He's like bleeding pretty heavily. All right, Theo, looking at a pretty crazy sight here. Basically, a dragon is trying to fly away holding Monza. Toluga is holding a dragon by the tail and holding it back.
So question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, I'm going to move up.
Sure.
So I'm up there. How angled is she with Monza? Like, is Monza over the glass thing?
Is she holding him daintily so she doesn't get poop
or
on
is
him?
He, yes. Or is he over, like, outside of the
She
cube?
Flew out of the top of the cube. So picture, I think at this point, she's probably perched on the broken part of the cube. Mm-hmm. She has Monza in one hand, kind of clutched to her breast, and her tail's wrapped around the rest of the cube.
So, but is she pointing outwards or inwards?
Inwards now, because she went to attack Jakat and Toluga.
Okay. So let's have a little fun here. I'm going to do bonus action aim down sights on Jury's Verdict.
Okay.
And I'm also going to use my new trick shot.
Okay. Got a new trick shot? Level 10 trick shot?
Yeah.
What do we got?
Disarming shot.
Disarming on Gilda?
Yep.
Oh, no. No. I want to take him away, though. Don't do that. Okay, awesome. All right, fucking let's do this. You fire at Gilda as she's perched on top of this, like, shattered arcane cube. So this is a disarming shot on her. So, yeah, go ahead and see if you hit.
No, not on that one.
Gotcha.
And then I'll switch guns. Does a 20 hit?
20 does hit.
Okay.
Yeah, so you see you fire the shotgun, and the buckshot kind of scatters off of her, like, very hard scales.
I nat one, so it's busted right now.
Oh, sick. Okay, yeah. Gun jams. There's a lot going on. A lot of gross stuff in this cube. Luckily, I think after a round of full stank, the cube is almost sort of returned to it. You know, now that it's broken, it's just pouring off the sides.
So Dumpy's just...
Luckily, it's no longer like a little pool at everyone's feet.
Dumpy's working.
Yeah. Something to dump!
I need her to make a strength save of 17.
Okay. 22.
Damn it.
This big dragon is curled up, and as you fire at her hand, she kind of reflexively puts the claw a little bit over Monza. Roll damage, though.
It'll be 13 damage.
13. You can see in broken draconic, Theo, you hear her answering Toluga.
She's my trophy husband.
She's holding him.
She thinks he's a trophy.
So is it okay if we kill him and you just have a dead trophy?
No.
What if we necromancy him back?
Oh my god, no. That's my whole husband. No. God.
Well, we're gonna have to kill him.
Whatever. Looking flippantly at Toluga. It's just like slashing at him, trying to kill him.
As I'm just holding her by the tail. Whoa! Yeah. Can't even lift a fish, man.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Awesome. Sick. Okay. Glebnor, that is you.
Bonk the Evoker.
Okay.
Bonk his ass, Glebnor. Oh. Finally, we can reveal we're best friends.
15.
15 just hits.
Bonk!
Good use of mage armor, freaking nerd.
So an 11 on that.
Okay.
Plus the sneaky for 17 sneak attack damage.
Okay.
Feel the light.
28. You feel that light, baby! Max damage 8.
How does it look as you kill this evoker?
The hammer glows with the light of Bleebly.
Mm-hmm.
And as I bring it down, you know SpongeBob when the fish's eyes burn out?
Yep.
That happens. I hit him in the skull and it explodes.
Oh, gnarly.
Sorry, I ruined the skull.
You can see Lorenz is like,
frick yes! Frick your stupid face! My best friend Glebnor has defeated you! What a team up we have been! My counterspell and your hammer!
Yeah!
Yes! Yes! This is all looking great for me!
Can you turn that guy into a skeleton for us?
On my next turn, I will!
Yes!
Yes, you will be a headless skeleton because your stupid orbital is caved in!
Oh my god!
You smashed his stupid fucking head!
Okay, that is Malice's turn.
Oh, so stupid! What a weak skull.
Unless you have anything else you want to do with your bonus. I don't know what your action economy looks like right now.
Can I try and pull Monsa out of her claws?
Yeah. Do you want to make an athletics check?
That's my baby boy. He's super strong. Now you're in for it.
19.
Okay. 16.
Yeah, get tugged off.
Monsa's like, don't tug me off, please. As you sluice up and you kind of get your gooey body underneath her claws and like just get more and more viscous. So it pushes her claw apart. And then as she kind of pulls her hand back, you recoil and you have the little gilded devil Monsa below.
I have him?
Yeah, you're grappling him.
In a grapple?
In a grapple.
Okay.
So Glebnor, you with your tendrils have now wrapped up Monsa and you are grappling Monsa on the ground. And Monsa's like, everyone's fighting over me.
Like a warm blanket.
Okay. So that, and I think you were, that was just your one attack action?
No, it was my second.
Second attack. Anything near bonus action?
I guess I'll steady my aim.
Okay, cool. That is Monsa's turn next. Oh, Monsa, my sweet, sweet boy. What am I going to do with you?
Eat more gold.
No, I'm full. He will see if he gets his recharge back.
Just voided your bowels. What do you mean?
No, I guess you're right. I'm a bit peckish. He doesn't get his Betrayal of Riches back, unfortunately. But so he's like, let me go, Glebnor. I need to get back to my treasures and my gold. I must rest. He swings at you with his heavy flail twice.
Nope.
He hits on one. 15 bludgeoning damage, halved to 7.
Get cold.
Get back. Oh, no. I forgot your stupid reaction thing. Yeah, go ahead. What kind of cold damage am I taking? This is a metal
5.
It's so chilly. I need a blanket or a thermal hoodie.
Okay, that was his turn. He used both of his actions, basically, for that. And, yeah, he doesn't have his bonus action because he didn't get the thing back. So, Toluga, that's your turn.
I'm just gonna punch Monsa. I'm like, you shouldn't have sold us out to Krizik, man. Camp, you did this. You made me do this.
It was decided before you even arrived.
I can't believe you made me kill you.
I don't have any power here, Toluga. Stop it. You understand? I'm
20 for 11 days.
Toluga, I'm a devil of greed. And I just thought a war is such a great time because I can sell my magics to everyone. And you understand, right? You're running a war effort, you get it?
A war killed Genry. And now I'm gonna kill you.
I don't know who Genry is. Did he mention Genry before?
He's like looking around at everyone.
29.
29 will hit.
10 points of damage. How messed up does he look?
He looks okay, actually. He's a gilded devil. He is like a devil lord. Yeah. He's a king. He's got a decent amount of hit points here.
I'm just gonna punch him again.
Yeah. Stop punching me.
No.
Don't you understand, Toluga? 19. Before you even arrived, Krizik told me to do this.
You could have just... You saw what we could do.
19 damage. 19 will hit. Yeah. Roll damage for me.
He's grappled.
It means he can't move. He's not restrained.
All right.
Those two get mixed up all the time.
Now I'll burn the drugs.
Okay.
I have fun drugs, too. We could do fun drugs together. You don't have to fight me.
It's already been set...
His cousin put you up to this? I feel it mean you had an even better relationship than me and him, if I'm being particularly honest.
To be honest, every demon lord I've met so far has sided with Krizik, and quite frankly, we're going to kill Krizik, so if you sided with him, we have to kill
you. He's the strongest one of us. It's not our fault. We just...
So I'm hearing you're spineless and a coward, then, and we don't take those in our cause.
Oh, well, then I won't have a room in this.
How much
much is the drugs?
The drugs are 2d10 fire damage, I believe.
How much are the drugs? What is that? Fucking shady deal.
Awkward drug deal.
15.
15. Okay, let me just check them real quick. Oh, you see, as you burn him with the drugs, he's like, oh, buddy, I'm a devil. I'm immune to fire. It doesn't really...
You never know.
Yeah, no, I get it. Do you have any more?
No, but I got... just wait, something weird's going to happen. The wild magic table.
Yes. Oh, I forgot. Go ahead and roll on the wild magic table.
It's a D100, right?
Sure is.
13.
Okay. A humble 13. Let's find out what we got here, folks. Oh, this is so annoying.
Are you looking?
Like all of us, honestly. You cast confusion on yourself.
It's happening.
A wave of muddled thoughts like emerge out of you and wash over the entire cube. Oh, boy.
Wait, okay. We're all confused?
Everyone.
Even the dragon?
Everyone in here is
outside
confused.
Of it.
You're fine because you're not inside it.
So
everyone, everyone inside. Okay. So the way this works, oh boy, this sucks. Everyone make a wisdom saving throw against Taluga's spell save.
That's an 8. Halfway.
Okay. Boy, this is annoying. Okay, hold on. You can see that, like, Taluga's manic craze state is now, like, he's pretty, like, everyone is having to be in Taluga's head right now, which is causing the confusion. You can see that, like, there's, like, even Jakat's on the ground. He's like, what are these strange visions? I see glizzies coming at me. Totally. Even Myra's like, I don't understand. I don't understand. Why are there so many eggs in his mind? Just trying to function here.
Order through chaos, people.
Gilda has really good stats for those kind of things. Gilda's like, you're the only one who can speak Draconic, right?
I speak Draconic.
Yeah, so I think you hear her in her normal tongue. She's like, what are they so confused about? She's like a weird fish guy. What is happening right now? Is he on drugs? I should get drugs later. She's talking out loud to herself because she doesn't realize anyone else can hear her. Oh, fuck. And then, you see Mons is like, I don't understand this. I was hot and now I'm cold and now I feel slimy. What's happening to me? I'm sweating or I'm wet.
And Reggie too.
Yeah. See, Reggie's like, I'm seeing a lot of weird equations. It's bad math for rocket science.
And I just become a lava lamp.
That's incredibly confusing.
We're all just looking at you like, oh...
Okay, so the way confusion works, the start of everyone's turn, basically, you have to roll a d10 to determine your weird behavior. Okay. This got off the rails. Jakat got an 8. Jakat turns to Glebnor and just punches him. I'm so sorry.
Well, now this turned into a 2-hour episode.
I'm saying, yeah, we could have wrapped this up in a half an hour, and then you did drugs.
No, the drugs were already done. I'm now coming off the drugs.
Glebnor, you take 6 slashing damage, half to 3, and 10 fire damage.
Ow! I'm terribly sorry, friend. I thought you were some strange specter. You look like a mean cloud.
He's just punching around.
It was all the goodwill from all that fucking healing I got.
I'm so, so sorry.
What did he slash me with?
Just his clawed hand.
Okay.
That's Reggie, who then punches Jakat because he's also confused.
That's for punching Glebnor.
Like, don't you punch him, you piece of shit. I hate your hat.
He goes to punch him. Yeah. Reggie decks Jakat.
Oh my god.
Ah! You see all your allies are fighting up here.
How much did he do?
He doesn't have any.
Oh,
he has
so it's
no
just
strength.
Like one.
Yeah, he hit him, but he didn't do anything. He's so weak. Theo, it's getting real fucking weird in that cube up there. This floating, broken crystal construct. What would you like to do?
I want to fly over to where Shumak was. I want to pick up his bow and shoot the dragon.
Oh no. Go ahead and make your attacks. Object interaction to pick up the bow. You can see he has just 2 arrows left to notch in his quiver.
Oh, classic.
Well, he's part of a throuple, you know? He's got three arrows. You also, now that you've gotten closer, the arrows do like look like little Cupid arrows. They have little hearts on them.
First attack misses.
Okay.
27 to hit.
27 will hit Gilda.
So it's 8 damage.
Okay.
But whatever the...
Unfortunately, she got an 18 for her con save. So she shakes off the poison of the first arrow. Go ahead, you can make a second attack.
No, that's the
Oh, you two. Missed one. Okay, yeah. gotcha.
And then bonus action, I'm going to, since there's no more arrows,
yeah.
I'm just going to drop the thing and Executioner's Hand at Mansa.
Awesome. And I think you can tell here, this gold dragon, she's immune to fire, but you can also tell she has like very hardy constitution. She shook off that poison like no problem.
17 to hit.
17 to hit. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you going for Mansa or Gilda?
Mansa.
Mansa. 17 will hit Mansa. A little bit over. So Mansa has a 16 AC. Just heads up.
So it'll be 18 damage to nice. Mansa.
Awesome. You shoot him, and I think you shoot him like, you know, like right in the stomach. He looks down and holds his hand.
I'm bleeding, cousin. You've shot me.
Yeah, because you're a bitch.
You don't understand, cousin. He came before you did. He told me I had to.
Okay, well, when I got here, why didn't you tell me about it and we could have figured a way out?
I don't know. You all came in so weird and strange. I just assumed it would be easier for Krizik to kill you and I could keep selling him my weapons.
Toluga, let's beat the shit out of this guy.
Where am I, man?
What are they?
My living lightning bolts. I had my conjuration wizards were teleporting it in and out, and then for some reason, someone ruined the sheep trade.
Someone killed all the furbolgs.
That's kind of a technicality. They're just furbolgs.
Fur.
I'm confused still. You shot me, cousin.
Whose cousin?
You see, Mansa's just putting his finger in his bullet hole.
Owie!
Can I try?
No, it's my hole. It's new. I love it.
I look sad.
Deal. You got your shots in.
That's it.
Glebnor, your turn.
Do I gotta roll a D10?
Yeah.
6.
Okay, let me check my confusion.
Act normally.
Nope. You can't move or take actions this turn.
Can I take bonus actions?
You can take bonus actions. You're like zoned out. You see, Glebnor's blue eyes, the pupils have fully dilated.
I'm still holding.
Did extend this combat.
I know. I'm sorry.
So much.
I didn't mean to. I don't think either of us meant to.
I'm still holding Mansa.
Yeah, he's still grappled.
Can I two weapon poke or no? Because I couldn't take an action.
Nah. If you have like a random bonus action, that's just for some reason.
I'm gonna steady my aim again.
Yeah.
I'm really planting in.
He's looking at me weird.
That is...
Shh, I'm going to put my little superpower over his lips.
It's touching my mouth. I don't like it.
That's Mansa's turn. He's going to roll a d10, see how confused he is.
If anything, I helped him.
That's a 6. He's just staring at Glebnor.
Glebnor. Hello, Glebnor. Hello. No one has to know. You can put your soda pod in my bullet hole. I won't tell you. Oh, yuckaroo. I don't like it. I changed my mind. Take it out.
I'm going to swish it around a little bit first.
Oh. And you see, even in a state of confusion, Mansa's looking up and he's like,
I hope I've given him enough time. Lorenz, why haven't you killed all of the fire worshippers? This is going to ruin everything. Kill them! Kill them! Kill them!
Lorenz's like, I'm not freaking doing that, you stupid idiot.
Did Lorenz pass?
Yeah. He's like, I am fine, and I am going to be tenured by the end of this fight, you stupid dick.
And I hope Myra's okay. Really should get her out of the heat of the con. Whoa.
Tuga, that is your turn.
I have 5 fingers.
Do you?
No.
Myra looks at you. No, you don't.
D10.
An 8.
You have to use your action to make a melee attack against a randomly determined creature within your reach. If there's no creature within your reach, you don't have anything.
It's Glebnor and Mansa, isn't it?
Glebnor and Mansa.
Is Gilda's also in my reach?
Yeah, she would have been. Mm-hmm. So roll a d4. Okay. I'll say on a 1, you punch Glebnor.
Number 1.
On a 2, you will hit Gilda. On a 3 or a 4, you'll go for Mansa. Okay, so go ahead.
Gilda's getting the punches.
Mel, go ahead and give Gilda a punch.
Is it just one?
It's one action. Yep.
14. Whoa. Man, five fingers really makes it heavier.
Yep. Sure does.
All right. Do I get a bonus action, or it's just the one attack?
All right, so yeah, Toluca, that was your turn. So let me just double-check the confusion. So,
do we make checks, or is it just last?
Yeah. Is that the end of the round?
Let's see here. It lasts for a minute.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. It's so long.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ever get to make another check?
You might have to pick this up next.
I think it's
at the end of your turns.
At the end of your turn, you get to make a new one?
Yep.
Oh. Awesome. Okay. Both of you guys can make one since you didn't get to make one last time. Wisdom saving throw.
5.
25. Wow, what a stupor.
Yeah. Drugs, baby.
God, that was pretty fun, though.
Had a whole plan.
Okay, that is your allies. You can see Jakot is still wicked confused, but Lorenz is, like, good to go. It's like,
I've been waiting to tell you this for years, Mansa. I think you are pretty dumb as a guy. Just in general. I think you suck. Now, you will feel the true power of my necromancy.
He said the line.
You see, he runs. He has like range spells, but he's like, I want you to feel it. He runs up, digs a cat claw into Monza's thigh and casts Withering Touch.
Necromancy. I rolled kind of low.
6 damage to Monza.
Is that, supposed to do more?
Necromancy!
You're workshopping, you know?
Necromancy! That's Nancy, not Nancy. Necro!
All right. That's, try again later.
Okay. That is Reggie. Reggie will roll his D10, and then he will try to see if he can break out if he fails. Oh, Reggie got a 1 on his confusion. Uses all his movement to move in a random direction.
Oh, God. He's got to fall off.
Reggie's like,
I feel really weird. I want to get out of this cube.
Reggie turns around, runs, and jumps out the 5-foot hole. You see?
Can I use whip reaction to grab him out?
If you want to use your reaction for this, you can.
He's going to die if you don't.
Yeah.
And then Dumpy will sweep him up.
12.
12. And that's to hit?
Yeah, the thorn whip.
You whip a thorn whip after him, and he's just flying. He just leapt out, arms wide, starts falling from away. You can make an insight check for me real quick, though, as you watch your friend plummet.
23.
Okay. You look at him, and you're like, oh, buddy. Like, no. He will make his wisdom save, though. Let's see if he can get out of this.
Really hope he snaps out of it.
Warp himself to the ground.
With 18 on the die, as Reggie is falling, he's like, oh, oh. He looks up, he sees like your tentacle just missed him, and he's like, that's weird. Ah! He just starts screaming. He uses his bonus action. Oh, wait, she doesn't have it yet. On his next turn, he'll use his bonus action to teleport back in. He's currently falling, though. It'll take him about a round before he hits the ground. He still has his teleporting spell active currently. Okay, sorry. Got a lot going on. All right. That is Gilda's turn. Gilda is going to try to rip Mansa away from Glebnor.
No!
Glebnor, I need a athletics check.
22.
A 24.
Ah, come on.
Gilda wraps her claw. The claw like goes through you.
Where's Mansa going?
Grips Mansa. Mansa's like, don't take me away. Me and Glebnor were looking at each other.
I was poking his hole.
He was poking my hole. You see, this massive dragon picks up Mansa. Her wings beat. That was her first attack. So she is going to replace her second 2 attacks with a breath weapon on the whole group here.
No.
Let's see. Actually, you know what? I can't do that.
What? She's golden, but what color dragon is she?
She's a gold dragon.
What's their breath weapon?
They have 2. But she can't use a breath weapon because she didn't realize that she can't replace one of her attacks with it. So she's going to just make some remaining attacks. She is going to try to bite Glebnor to get a little taste of Jell-O on the way.
No, there's always room for me.
19 piercing damage. You're raging, though, right?
I'm raging, and it's... Wait, what'd she do to hit?
24.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so have that to 9. And then she's going to save a claw attack because she's going to use her flying to fly into the crowd with Mansa.
The fire worshippers?
Yeah. So you see she flies down past the skeletons and lands at the fire worshippers. And you see she reaches her claw out. You guys tell me, make a perception check for me real quick.
13.
15.
13.
Okay. Who got the highest one? I'm sorry.
Yo. Glad 15.
You look and you see that she's reached out and she's grabbed someone out of the crowd. And you look and you're like, not Nold. She's holding Nold the Swobald.
He's the Swobald. He could break out of that. If any of the kobolds could, it's Nold the Swobald.
He was the easiest to grab because he was so wide. But
little did she know, he was the strongest thing in the world.
Okay, so I will keep it all on the up and up. I will bring Nold into the fray here.
Can we bring Devo into the fray as a giant?
He is there.
I think I was going to try to grab him, but then I realized how big he was and didn't do it. I'll let him... Hold on, one sec.
I guess at this point he would have to get involved.
Yeah.
They're grabbing his people.
Nold got a nat 20.
Of course Nold got a nat 20. He's yoked.
For a 26 total. She's going to make an athletics check. I don't even know if I can get a 26. She's like weirdly not super strong. She's like more fast. Yeah, see, she reaches in and she's trying to grab Nold. And you see that she goes to take off and she gets yanked back down to the ground. And Nold is so buff, he's holding her fingers and yanking her whole body down.
You're not going anywhere!
You're like Nold!
Reaching her down. Fucking crazy. I just want to escape this fight and you guys won't let me. This is fucking nuts. Theo, it's your turn.
How far is she from me?
From you, I would say 45 feet. She flew and kind of landed in the crowd. A bunch of skeletons kind of like got shattered as she landed on them. You see up there, Ren's like, oh, frills. Those are good skeletons. He's like so frustrated.
So I get 60 feet of fly speed, so I'm going to get right up in there.
Yeah.
Right next to Nold.
Uh-huh.
Good job, buddy.
Baby!
Yanker. Disarming shot.
Okay.
26 to hit.
26
down to
hits.
A 21.
Okay.
At what point does she just give up on Hansa?
That's what I'm kind of getting to.
25 damage to her.
Okay.
I think right about
and
now.
I need a 17 strength check to see if she drops Mansa.
She got a net one.
I think now she gives up.
So she lands. She drops Mansa. Mansa rolls out of her clawed hand. And she kind of pulls and rides and like gets like yanked away. It looks to you, Theo, like she's probably just going to leave Mansa at this point. But she's grappled by Nold, so she can't fly away yet. She took the damage. She dropped him. That was your first attack. You have a second attack in your bonus action if you'd like to use it.
Yeah. So Mansa is on the ground.
Yeah, he's on the ground surrounded by kobolds who are all kicking him.
Piece of shit. Fuck you.
They're all just kicking my... Owie! Owie, owie!
Yo, 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 owie, zowie!
Echoes through the halls.
This is incredibly unbecoming of a king. This feels mean, if we think about it. Cousin, please stop them. They'll listen to you.
Hold on, he's still confused.
I see a bunch of tiny pebbles and they're all landing on me. They look like dragon feet. I don't feel good. My stomach hurts. I think I might puke.
He's resistant or immune to poison, isn't he?
He is resistant to poison.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's immune to poison. Yep.
Immune, okay.
You had to, like, kill a fellow demon lord to get a poison strong enough to hurt him, basically.
Right. Because if I shoot him on the ground, it's going to be a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to decide if that's a good idea or not. Eh, fuck it, why not? So 23 down to an 18.
18 will hit.
22 damage to Mansa.
Okay.
How's Mansa, he looking?
He looks bad.
The last one I'm going to... It's a nat one.
Okay, yeah. See, he's...
Yes! Yes.
Oh, yeah. So it was a real nat one?
Yeah.
Okay. On the nat one, somewhere in the swamps near Tidagol, there's a small bullywug. He's staring into the pond, and he sees how handsome he looks, and he's like,
oh, I could kiss me!
Cast silent image of a picture of himself.
Let's practice.
Fade to black. Okay. Back here in the fight. Monta's on the ground. He's kind of climbing away from you. You've shot him again. He's like,
another hole. Oh, I don't like this anymore. You don't understand, cousin.
No, you don't understand.
He made me hide the blade for him. I'm sorry. I gave it up every time he asked, but I didn't know what else to do. He's so strong. You understand, cousin.
No.
Cousin, I think we can come to an agreement.
Yeah, you die. But that's the agreement.
It's so boring, cousin. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No,
don't
do it. I think it's fair.
Glubnor, your turn. 8.
You punch someone?
You're going to punch someone up there.
Who?
You're only next to Toluga and Greg.
Greg! 23.
23 to Greg.
Yeah.
Roll damage.
5.
Greg's a commoner. He has 4 hit points.
No! I punch Greg to death.
Greg's like standing over Schumach. He's holding the gun. He's like, finally, Yegron will be victorious. He looks up and you just punch him in the face. He's not dead, but he just goes unconscious.
Okay, all right. He's just unconscious, guy.
Falls back.
Check.
Make your wisdom save. See if you can get out of the confusion.
There's no conceivable way. Yep, 11. Okay. What? Who's Greg?
That is Mansa. He's also confused. Oh, hold on. I didn't give Mansa a wisdom save at the end of his... Oh, no, I did, actually. Never mind. Take that back.
He gets an 8. He punches the swobble.
I hope
big mistake.
Huge.
He got a 3 on the confusion.
Is that the move? No.
Doesn't move or take actions this turn, so he can't take an action. I'm going to roll to see if he gets his... bonus action ability back. I gotta get a 5 or 6 on a d6. Let's see here. That's 2. He looks up at you, Theo.
Oh, you've ruined everything. It's all right, though. It's fine. Krizik's basically already won. And maybe you'll get distracted and forget to kill me or something, and he'll reward me. Because at the end of the day, I already did my job. You're here, looking at all this, not where you should be. You see, I shit a little again. I had something so weird. You still think this is all about you, cousin? That's why it was so easy to trick all of you. You're so distracted by shiny bubbles, just like me, or more like than you think. It's not about you. He doesn't care about your power, you fool. You're nothing. What does Krizik need with justice when he makes his own? What does he need with death? You're looking in the wrong place, you foolish boy. I shit again.
Why don't you tell me where I'm supposed to look?
I would, but I'm so confused right now.
Toluga, it's your turn.
How far is Gilda?
Gilda's down on the ground. She had to fly 80 feet to get down there. That was her full movement to get down there.
All right, I'm going to bonus action step of the wind.
Tick.
I'm just going to launch myself over and just... It was just... give it a minute as I slowly cannonball.
You're slow falling, spinning toward... Gilda's looking up.
Give it a minute.
She's tugging at Noel. He's like,
I don't think so.
He's just yanking at her feet.
Give it a minute. And I want to try and land on her back.
Okay, go for it. Acrobatic check for funsies.
20?
Yeah, definitely. You landed on Gilda's back.
I'm going to punch her in the back of the head.
Okay, sure. It's not where anyone wants to get punched.
No.
It's a bad spot.
16.
16 misses. You just punch hard golden scale.
Ow! And a 15. Ow! God, you're so hard.
Yeah, she's like, oh. She's just kind of like, yeah, this is not looking good for me. Fuck me. Okay, it's your NPCs. Jakant. Oh, actually, you know what? I'll have Nold go as the NPCs here. Nold.
Powerbomb the dragon.
Okay. Nold has an ability that only works if he's grappling a large or smaller creature. A young gold dragon is a large creature. Nold is going to tabletop Gilda. Okay. He is going to. Yeah. He's going to do a full tabletop. You see that you punch her in the back of the head a couple times, and then you realize that, like, Nold's really got a good hold on her. You leap back and get behind her.
Go down.
And crouch. And then he...
Do it, Nold!
He was yanking her so hard, so she's been pulling instinctively. Yeah. And then he waits and pushes her so that she topples over you. She falls back, rolls, and takes 10 bludgeoning damage as she's been fully tabletopped by a fish and a kobold.
Is she prone now?
She's prone. Reggie is going to bonus action teleport back up top.
Oh! Don't stand next to Glebnor, he's confused.
Hey, Glebnor, what's up, buddy?
And then I think Reggie instinctively just does finger guns at you, but he has to use a bonus action to cast it as a spell, so he's just doing it.
Okay.
Everything's fine, Glebnor. Look at me. What? Everything's good. We don't have to part our friends.
That is Gilda's turn. Gilda feels embarrassed. She feels like shit. She clambers up. She's going to finally use her breath weapon on this everyone in front of her. She's going to use Weakening Breath. I need a DC 17 strength saving throw from Theo and Taluga.
19.
Okay.
That one.
Okay.
Oh no, get weak.
Nold also failed. So basically, this actually doesn't do damage. This is Weakening Breath. So what this does... The dragon exhales gas in a 30-foot cone.
Not the gas again!
And you can see, so each creature in that area must succeed on DC 17 strength saving throw or have a disadvantage on strength-based attack rolls, strength checks, and strength saving throws for 1 minute.
Also Nold.
As the gas, like, dissipates, it's just Theo standing there with his finger.
You see nothing really changes with Taluga. He's just like, oh. Oh.
Gilda looks at Mansa one final look, shakes her head apologetically, and is gonna try to escape. Her wings beat as she goes to take off.
Is she in range of me?
You have an opportunity attack if you want a Sentinel Striker. Totally up to you.
Come on!
She has so many hit points, I bet.
22!
22 hits. Roll your damage.
13!
Yeah, you once again grab her by the tail. She's trying to fly away. Theo, that's your turn.
I only have two guns left, and one of them is the hand mortar. And if I use that...
That's not great, yeah.
Also, both of these guys are immune to fire damage. I wouldn't let you do that.
Mansa's still on the ground?
Mansa's on the ground.
Can I use my full action to literally, like, shove the grenade down Gilda's throat?
Oh, fuck yeah, you can. okay, so that's going to be your full action.
Does he pass by me?
Yeah. It's going to take your reaction, though, to grab it from him.
My reaction?
Your reaction.
Sure.
Okay.
There you go.
You fly by, and as you soar toward Gilda, who's trying to escape, you see Taluga looks up, chucks his grenade up in the air. You catch it. Give me a real quick Tinkerer's Tools check for funsies.
A real quick duct taping. Where have I seen this
19?
Before?
Yeah. Tell me what you fusing two grenades looks like. You can describe it as artifice or magic. Up to you.
So, I think the tools come out real quick and you see, like, a light kind of open up, and I basically have opened two sides of the grenade, but before anything volatile can happen, I put them together and quickly, like, solder it in a way. So it's like, it just looks like,
one mega grenade?
Yeah. Okay. And it looks bigger and it's sparking probably because it's quick job, so
incredibly
it's not...
Incredibly volatile, yeah. Yes. Okay, with a 13, Gilda fails. I would like you to roll 10d6 for me.
40 damage.
Okay, so you see...
get the Tums.
Streaking towards Gilda, this true, angel of death. Theo, you fuse this in the air. And you see you wind up your hand and throw this grenade at her open mouth as she's snapping her jaws at Taluga. This combination grenade, as it's soaring, you can see Reggie is up on top looking down through the crystalline, the ruins of what was once a very, very nice viewing box for the nobles up here. You see Reggie looks down and is like, Merlin. An explosion goes off inside of Gilda's stomach. She looks fucked. She's still up because dragons have a shit ton of hit points, but she looks very injured. 40 hit points is not something she was willing to give up right now.
Crazy. Before I do a bonus action, I look at Mansa and I say, "We'll let her go if you want to tell us the information. If not, we can just kill her."
Please let her go. I did it for her.
Okay, where is Krizik?
You still don't... Krizik doesn't care about you. He didn't come to this city for this god.
Gilda.
Yeah, there's like a scream of draconic pain. He's like,
he doesn't want your power. He wants the power of another dragon. There's two gods in this city, and Krizik is going to kill the other one.
At this moment, I would like you all to make a nature check.
18.
8.
11.
Okay. You guys are still, you know, busy with the fight here at the ground, and all this dust has been kicked up as you're battling this dragon. As he says that, you look up, Theo, and you can see the sun beginning to go dark. And I think you look and you see all the kobolds that were preparing this fire magic. You see their fire magic starting to weaken. And there is a loud crack of thunder across the city.
He can't take your power. That's not how the blade works. A foolish man in black has a lot of rules about what gods you can and cannot kill. The dragon's a free game. He needs fire for his firestorm, and I would not give him my precious wife. So someone else had to take her place. You see, don't you, cousin? I did it for love. He can't have Gilda, but he can have your Daisy.
What would you
so
like
Gilda
to
dies.
Gilda dies, yeah.
Gilda dies first, then Mansa dies.
Shouldn't we get over to Daisy?
I'm assuming at this point it's a lost
cause.
It's
too late, yeah. I'd assume getting down there.
You guys can make inside checks.
14.
23?
14?
23. I think what you realize with a 23 is something that kept being said between these wizards. We only need one of the fire worshippers. We only need one. Their plan was to kill all these fire worshippers, to weaken Daisy enough where Krizza could easily destroy her and take the power. But you wouldn't let me kill any of them. So Daisy is at full strength with her fire ability right now. And because that sun is not yet fully black, there's always a chance in this game if the dice are on your side. So I will let you know, there is a chance if you would like to try to save the Flame Mother, but you're going to be cutting it pretty fucking close. Here's the deal. You can leave Gilda to escape, or you can continue the fight with Gilda. Gilda has 99 hit points. So.
Yeah, let's keep Sentinel striking her.
So really, the decision kind of comes here, is if you want to stay, you can kill Gilda and Mansa pretty easily.
Who's persuasive?
Only Reggie for some reason.
Not even Dominic Toretto over here?
I get zero.
You get a plus one? Get a plus one. Beater on,
I get a
baby.
Plus one with the beater, yeah.
So it's up to you. Mansa is on his last leg, so he'll probably only take one more hit before he goes down.
How do we convince Gilda to come with us?
Yeah, I need a crazy eye check. This is a pretty vain dragon. Probably not. It's going to be happening anytime
soon.
It's
her people. It's another dragon.
Gilda.
Gilda had no problem. Oh, yeah, you can. Okay, you make your checks. Gilda? Get what you want to do.
What if I heal your precious husband and you fly us to the temple
and maybe help us? It's your people.
You don't have to help the temple. You just politely drop us off.
You see Reggie teleports down to where you guys are. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Otherwise he's gonna shoot your fucking head right off. You may be fast on those wings, but he's pretty fast too.
And also Reggie's within the sphere of Familia.
Mm-hmm. Gilda turns. You hear in like really like thick draconic. She starts to speak. She looks down at you, Theo.
If you let us leave, I will bring you all there. That's all I can do for you.
One breath. And you will leave the city?
She looks at Mansa. Mansa looks at her.
All of our gold, all of our collection. We'd have to leave all of it.
But think how...
Your life.
Think of the whimsy of starting a new horde together.
There's a little glint in both of their eyes. The idea of a new horde.
This is the last offer of kindness I'm going to give you.
Fuck it. Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
On that, I cure.
Yeah, you see.
I don't do this often. All right, you can ask everyone. True. I think the last time I healed was like four arcs ago.
And it was only because I went down.
I put my hand on him. And I'm like, you only get one.
Go ahead.
This is it.
Thank you, Taluga. I'm sorry I said all those terrible things about you, and I'm sorry I betrayed you, but...
It's just like the song, it's the heat of the moment.
You understand, right, cousin? I'm a war profiteer. There was someone profiting.
I mean, it's only five, all right?
All right, so you see Mansa crawls in the fetal position up into one of Gilda's arms, and Gilda's tail rides down.
Form of giant saddle for everyone else.
Glebnor forms a giant gooey saddle as the rest of the Chaos Crew climb on Gilda's back. We're going to end tonight's session with the Chaos Crew on the back of a golden dragon flying toward the Fire Temple with hopes of stopping Krizik's avatar and saving the God of Fire. See you guys next time.
Keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.